crazy over the last couple of days, but all good. It's important that people get the info that they need, and we keep people up to date. So it's all part of the job. It's been pretty busy.
Now, I spoke to Matt, the mayor, just about an hour ago. He mentioned that services are being doubled or close to for the COVID station.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I had a hookup last night. The systems that we put in place will continue to roll on. Unfortunately, they were just inundated by hundreds and hundreds of people yesterday, but they got through most of those, which was really good. So we're looking today to have those three lanes set up for people, two of those for booked people, and one of those for those that haven't booked in. So if you're listening this morning, it's important that you get onto that number that's been available. Sorry, I haven't got it with me, but it's available on most people's pages, myself, the mayor's page, or CQHHNS.
Yep.
Give them a call and book in because, as I said, now that a bulk of the people that have been looking have been through, we're hoping to get this the system set up properly so that if you've booked, you can get your time and you're basically straight in. So
yeah, 49-4920-5800. So 49-20-5800. That's the number.
Yeah, thanks, Barry. And what we are doing is making sure that, even if you are held up for a while, yesterday afternoon we started implementing, we've got some water for people. There's a few toilets down there now. It was unfortunate that people did have to wait that long, but, a big shout out to the Gladstone community who did wait and patiently wait and get done because, the staff down there have been working their absolute butts off. Trying to get through this early workload of people getting through, which I'm confident we've sort of hit the peak of it now, and we can do it in a more streamlined fashion. So big shout out to all the Gladstone people who have been getting tested. The focus we really want to get today for those people who, are showing signs of flu-like symptoms, so if you've got a runny nose, if you've got a sore throat or a cough, make sure you get yourself tested today. By ringing that number if you can, which would make it easier for you. But also those people who visited those centres that we know, the Auckland Place, and also to Spinnaker Cafe. If you're there at any stage over the weekend, we're asking you guys to get done. But most importantly of all of that, just be mindful to all of those people and the ones who have been tested the previous couple of days. You are bound to isolate at home until you get that negative test result. So for those people who have been done, if you get the test result or you go and get tested, you can't pop into the shop on your way home to grab some stuff because you know you're going to be home. You need to go straight home and isolate. It's really important because if you come back as a positive and you've been to the shops and you've been a few other places, it basically is just ruining the whole the fact that you've gone and got tested.
Okay. Mate, I got an email this morning, and I won't mention the lady's name, but she was at one of the supermarkets, and there was about a dozen people not wearing face masks. She actually, according to this email, actually approached the police officer who was close by, and the police officer happened to be shopping at the time and said there wasn't anything that could be done as there wasn't a law to act on. What is the go there?
Well, there isn't a law about it, but there is a health act which is in place. Once the determination comes down from the chief officer in Queensland, if you are in these places where you shouldn't be, like where you've been instructed to wear a mask, which is like a shopping centre, then you can be fined. The approach that the police are taking at the moment is more of a proactive approach, which is, they have masks with them. If they hand you a mask and say, you need to have a mask on, and you blatantly refuse, that's when you'll get arrested. Most people are compliant. They just, as we've seen, most people can't get the hold of a mask, which is why today we'll be rolling out masks in Gladstone. If you need one, they'll be available at my office up in Gundoon Street. And they'll be available at most council, the council chambers and other councils. If you get on Matt Burnett's page or my page, Facebook page, you'll see where you can grab them. But it is important if you have been instructed by the chief health officer in Queensland for the next day and a half, that you should be wearing them in those indoor facilities, you should be wearing them.
Yeah.
And if you're approached by a policeman, I'll talk to Darren Somerville about this lady's email today, about the conversation that she had with that gentleman, who was off duty, by the way.
Yeah.
It's important that you just do what's best for everyone, and don't be a tosser about it. Just get it on and get your shopping done and get out of there.
Yeah, no, good news. Okay, mate, what can we... I know the Premier's going to be making another announcement today. Yep. Around about what time, same as yesterday, just after 9?
Yeah, it normally is around 9 o'clock. The later the better. That normally means it's good news. But, you know, I'm confident, as I said, the way that Central Queensland's particularly wonderful people of Gladstone have gone about their business. But just be mindful there is a lag time between testing, so most results are getting back within that 36 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So all of those people who've been tested over the last couple of days, those results will be in. So it'll be a really critical time for us today to see if there's been any further. But positive news is all the close contacts that have been done, which is the most at-risk people who were so close or even been in contact with the guy that was in Gladstone, have come back negative.
Good.
Which is a really good starting point for those people who may have just been at a same venue or are feeling a little bit ill without having gone out anywhere. So fingers crossed today, Hamo, that we get a good result, and hopefully we can certainly get through this and start to look at Easter in a little bit of normality.
Well, Harbour Festival, everything like that.
Yeah,
I mean, at this stage, everything is, well, most of it's still going ahead. There has been one cancellation for tomorrow evening. When will we know? Will it be tomorrow or today?
Well, today's critical, Hamo, I guess, with the whole, you know, Brisbane cluster, the couple of clusters that have been identified now. So today will be critical. And I'm led to believe that they will be doing a review of the 3-day lockdown tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow's announcement will either make it or break it for possibly the Greater Brisbane area. And hopefully, if we've done really well here in Central Queensland, we won't be affected by that event if it gets extended in that Greater Brisbane region.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Glenn. Look, I know you've been keeping people up to date on your Facebook page. The council and website, the council has done the same, and we're keeping people up to date too as information comes in onto our Facebook page too. Mate, we'll catch up tomorrow if that's okay with you.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Hamo. And as I said, for those people who are looking for a mask, we'll have them in my office today, probably after mid-morning. So we're limiting them to 2 per person, but you can collect them if you've got other people in your household. What we don't want to see, Hamo, is people being greedy. And then I look up Gladstone Classifieds this afternoon, this evening, and see masks for sale.
Yes.
That's just not on. If I see that, I'll be making some inquiries.
Okay,
not good enough.
All right, Butch. Thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it. And I'll forward that email on to you as well, if it's okay with the lady.
Yes.
We'll catch up tomorrow.
Beauty. Thanks, Hamo.
Thank you. And this full interview will be up on our website as well. If you'd like to share it around, it will be up on our Facebook page too. And just click like and share. We'd appreciate that as well. And we will give you the full stream through of the premiere just after or around about 9 o'clock this morning of progressiveness of what's happened in the past 24 hours here on 4CC.